Blog Talk Radio.
Extremeness is here. XOHL, a view from the blue line. Sponsored in part by the Extreme Online Hockey League.com. Special co-host weekly. Call-in show. Come hear the hits, the stats, the rumors, and the hot topics. Come be a blue liner. Let's be extreme. That's right, folks. Welcome to the XOHL Awards Show. And, of course, if you're from Google, and I'm your host, Lacar22. Welcome to the show. Waiting for my friendly, lovely co-host. He better be off work by now because he said he wasn't working this week. Castor and Pollock will help me present these awards tonight. I don't see him on Facebook, so he might not be here. Oh, Castor, how I never know what's going on with you. You always keep me in suspense. You always do. But anyway, welcome to the show. I'm excited for tonight's show. We've got lots of stuff to talk to you about tonight. Of course, we're going to be dishing out the hardware. And guess what, folks? We could be presenting the XOHL Cup tonight if Winnipeg or Nashville has their way. It has been a deadlock series thus far. And it's basically, from my perspective, it's been Winnipeg win one, Nashville win one. Winnipeg win one, Nashville win one. And it always seems to be, I don't know if it's line matching or what's going on, but the first game always seems to be a close game, and then the second game, Nashville just walks all over them. So I'm not really sure what's going on there, but it's working for either team. They're currently 2-2. Game 5 and 6 being played tonight. And we could have a winner tonight, or we could basically see what's been happening in the trend, and the trend has been, of course, Winnipeg will probably win the first game, and Nashville will probably win the second game. So, will they carry on with the same trend? It's hard to tell. We will see what we will see. So, I'm rooting for Winnipeg on this one, mainly because my good buddy Iceman is running the show, and I hope that let's see him put a cup under his belt. Just one step up for the one praise up for the old guy. No offense to the Nashville Predators. Fine team they got going on there, but it's basically scoring dominance versus depth is how I put it. And, got to hand it to him. Iceman has been locking down the D this season. Jim Provalis has been helping him out. So let's see what they got tonight for Game 5. Looks like they're going to be putting their big line out tonight. Lito, Resnick, Dusta. Apparently I'm pronouncing his name wrong, but it's D-Red. I'm going to call him D-Red. Not Drado, but D-Red. Those guys are going to be out. They've been a powerhouse all series long, this lineup. And, of course, two top D-men pairing, Iceman and Jim from Files. And their number one goalie, Disco 5067, also known as Disconnection. However, interesting fact, I don't think Disco's had any disconnections this season. And apparently, the numbers have shown that most of his disconnections have been against Boston. So, leg switch? Doesn't matter. Winnipeg was able to beat them anyway. And, of course, the Nashville Predators will be putting out Hope's Downfall, Tretiak, and Legacy. Probably not their strongest line, but as far as defense goes, pretty solid there. A1 Freak will not be in that game. Perhaps they're saving him for a possible elimination situation. But, you know, strong line, but not their strongest. But they have one, I think, A1 Freak's probably missing from that lineup. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. Will it be the close match? Let's look at, if we look back at things, and we have a look and see from game one and two, we look, game one, who they have, Dust, Lido, and Airsoft. No, Jay Resnick had to step back and play Nets, or not Nets, but D, but Holmes Rule, and a bit of a line mix up there. So perhaps that was an issue, some incongruency in the lines there with Nashville, where they took that loss. But again, of course, A1 Freak, Holmes Rule, undershot. These are the three top guys, and they just walked all over Foxbrook, Voracek, and Resnick. Another line mix up there with the, of course, with the Winnipeg there. So maybe that was their downfall. Of course, Nashville again. They originally scheduled Hope's downfall. Apparently, he missed his game. And Ranta was supposed to step in the net, take the old place of Marsh. But fortunately, Ranta did not make it in that game. And it was Legacy, Tretiak, and Undershot. Played against Resnick, Iceman, and Dusta. Dust, I'll call them, and Lido Gifford. So, again, their top line played them, 1-3-0. So, a bit of a line mix up there with Nashville. They were kind of throwing what they had. And, of course, game four, the Jets got stomped on again. A1 Freak, Holmes Rule, and Undershot. And perhaps they're being smart here. Who knows? Perhaps they're going to put out that secondary line against them in game six or game five, and then game six. The big line will be Undershot, A1 Freak, Holmes Rule, of course, against the Jets line. So this game will be interesting. Either or, whoever wins this first game, the other team, the pressure will be on. So good luck to both teams, and I hope they pull it off. A pretty exciting series. I think it's been streamed. We've got, Winnipeg will be playing to Nashville's home, and, of course, it'll be swapped back over for game six. And in Winnipeg. So we could see a series tied 3-3 and go to game seven tomorrow night, or we see it finish tonight. That's the remaining question. We'll see what happens. But until the meantime, we'll be keeping an eye out, and looks like some breaking news there. Marsh will be playing some goaltending there if he shows up. But let's have a look at how the numbers are stacking up. The league leaders. Unfortunately, I apologize. We don't sort by the playoffs specifically. If you're anything like Brace Robin, you could probably just look at it and make the decision. But so far this week, A1 Freak and Holmes Rule have been lighting it up. I'm probably assuming that those three are probably leading the scoring for the entire playoffs. Of course, D-Red and Chelios. Oh, that's good for a couple of D-men up on the board. Are sitting with 5 and 4 points respectively. 5, 6, and 5 points respectively. But comparing the goaltenders in the series so far, I think they've been pretty dead even, with the exception of maybe Marsh having the best GAA and a little bit better save percentage, but it's going to come down to the wire here. And Disco's I would say the tables are probably more tipped into Marshasaurus. Oh, kid. Get a new name. It's more tipped in his favor right now, but it's pretty easy to play a goalie when your team is scoring 9 goals, as I've always said that. So, good luck to both teams tonight. We'll be watching intensively. We'll be on the air, actually, when Game 5 is going on, so we hopefully be able to keep you up to date on that. We're going to go into the awards here shortly. When I come back, we're going to start handing out some hardware. And after that, of course, we'll talk a little bit about what to expect for Season 5. We are currently in owner selections right now, so if you are interested in ownership or GM or any kind of management or something involved with the league, feel free to fill out your application. I believe it's in the general discussion. do that, and when that happens, hopefully we can get things, owners, teams selected by the end of this week and get things rolling as far as signups and scouting as of next week. Probably, I would say signups will probably, if you've already signed up, the league will reset itself and you'll have to re-sign up. So keep that in mind, and we'll open things up probably over the weekend, and let's keep those signups rolling in. And I think we're going to shoot for 10 teams this season. That's our goal, go from 8 to 10. We can do it. Summer season might be a bit of a challenge, but we'll see what happens. All depends on you guys. So get the word out there. EXOHL Season 5, ready to get underway. So we'll be right back after this little song by, what do I want to play tonight? Let's play some Paper Lines, Don't Touch That Dial.
Get up for a while. Cut it on the sexy dancing floor. Don't touch that dial. Only if you wanna give it more. Grab your shoes, we're heading to the closest bar to get down with something not so
Paper Lions with Don't Touch That Dial. Welcome back. It's time to get into Let's Do It. See if I can play my fun fanfare music. Make you feel all important for your awards.
Thank you.
That's right. It's time to do the awards for the XOHL Season 4 awards as voted by people. Voted it. So here's how it works. If you don't know how it works, the nomination committee, which consists of owners, BODs, GMs, and media staff, all nominated 5 people for each category. And if you want to look at those categories and keep on top of what I'm talking about, that can be viewed in your player dashboard. Next, go to your season's awards, and then all the awards are listed there. You'll see them all there. You can click on each one, see who won past awards, yada, yada, yada. And if you just go to the main page, and it will tell you what each award is, who, what it's for, and what it's being awarded to, and yada, 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 and all that fun stuff, and it's saying yada, 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 but whatever. So that's how that rolls. So those nominations were sent in. From those nominations, if somebody had received 2 or more nominations in each category, those with the top nominations, the top 5, the amount of nominations, were then put on a voter's ballot card. And on that voter's ballot card was sent out to, I believe it was this year, 20 people. Those are past winners of individual awards, meaning from season 1 right up to season 4. So anybody who has won an award was eligible to vote. And we had a 76.13, I don't know how the 1-3 came out, voter return. So not everybody voted, but we had a pretty good voter turnout, which is better than most federal elections in both countries, the U.S. and Canada. So that's what kind of turnout. And the votes were in. And the deadline to put the votes in was last Friday at, well, last Thursday at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I have those results for you. So let's start things off. Let's get it underway here. And anybody who wins an award, you feel like you want to come and say an acceptance speech, or say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, you're more than welcome. So I'm going to do things a little different this year. I'm going to name the top 3 people with the most votes. And then from those top 3, of course, I will give you the winner. So for all of you who don't know, the first award goes to, the first award is the Bill Masterson's Memorial Trophy, of course, based off the NHL and how they give out. Bill Masterson, it's awarded to the player who best exemplifies qualities of perseverance, sportsmanship, and dedicated to hockey. Now, basically, it's a pretty cool guy. Somebody who's not a douche. Somebody who doesn't blow up in the chat box every week. Somebody who doesn't come across as just a douche. I'm going to call it the plus or minus no douche award. You know, some everybody has a little bit of douchebaggery in there, but basically the Bill Masterson Memorial Trophy is the XOHL No Douche Award. That doesn't, when I say no douche, I don't mean doesn't clean down there. I just mean not a douchebag and is cool all around. So the nominees for this category were Jay Resnick from the Winnipeg Jets, the Bloop from the Toronto Maple Leafs, Castor and Pollock from the New Jersey Devils, Foxbrook from now Winnipeg Jets, who's currently Chicago Blackhawks, Dinkus Maximus, Montreal Canadiens GM, and of course, last but not least, the wonderful and ever so sexy Braced Robin from the Chicago Blackhawks. Now, I think last season, this award may have been won by Braced Robin. Yes, he is the defending award champion. So the top 3 out of those awards were... Well, in no particular order, of course, this person is one of our only, one of 2 females in the league. Anybody knows they play with Foxbrook. She's cool as shit. She's one of the boys. She hangs out. She calm, cool, and collective. Probably one of the easiest BODs to talk to, as most people say. And she can move the puck. Cool as shit. Braced Robin, he was in the top 3. Braced Robin, you don't say much, but when he does say it, he says it was class, baby. I don't know if you had a chance to read any of his articles, but he's always got stuff good to say about people. Of course, he'll say the bad stuff, but he crunches the numbers, and he breaks it out for us beautifully. Braced Robin, again, nominated one of the top 3 voted in this award. And, of course, Jay Resnick, the guy who is... The Cool Hones Rule, that's what I'll call him, the Cool Hones Rule. The guy that is that good, but doesn't need to tell everybody about it. So there you have it, the top three of winner, the top three voted on. Ladies and gentlemen, this year's Bill Masterson Memorial Trophy winner, a.k.a. XOHL Non-Douchebag of the Year Award, goes to, for a second season in a row, ladies and gentlemen, Brace Robin. Yay, Brace Robin. Congratulations, buddy. Shuen, of course, Brace Robin has been one of the coolest guys out there, and he definitely deserves this award, and I have no doubt about it in my mind that he is very deserving of this award. So, Brace, give us a thank you in the chat box. I've been trying to get him on the show all season long. He's quiet. He's cool. Rumor has it. Well, actually, rumor doesn't have it. He's probably the oldest guy in the league, actually. I think he's like 50-something years old. If Everett wasn't here, he'd hold that title. But he's an old guy, man. And, congratulations, buddy. You deserve that award. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Who's this Leo Drummer guy? Who's this guy? He's on the New Jersey Devils. Somebody change their name here. It's freaking me out, man. Freaking me out. Oh, Tyler, did you change your name again? Yes, you did, Tyler. Change your name. Jack Adams Award. You think we're not going to notice? Yeah, congratulations to you, B-Rob. Yeah, I like that name. It's a nice little nickname. Congratulations to you, sir. Next award up for grabs is the Frank J. Selke Trophy Award. Of course, you know that this this award is awarded to. Oh God, I lost my. This award is awarded to Frank J. Selke. Don't even know who the guy is. Probably some guy who was a good defensive forward. But is awarded to the forward who best excels in the defensive aspects of the game. So guys, I'm going to call this the non-cherry picking award. This is a guy that doesn't cherry pick, basically will break. I should change the name of this awards and make it something cooler rather than this crap. Nominated for this award this year in Season 4 was William X12 from the Boston Bruins. Jay Resnick was also nominated for this award from the Winnipeg Jets. Dinkus Maximus from the Montreal Canadiens. Dusta, a.k.a. D-Red, or Drado, you were nominated as well, buddy. Lido from the Winnipeg Jets. A lot of Winnipeg Jets here. A lot of defensive forwards. DeKronik from the Boston Bruins. And, of course, A1 X-Freak X13. We all know him as the Freak, A1 Freak. Harry Balzagna. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we had a tie winner in this one. Two players tied. So, I'm going to read the four players that were the top four in this one. Jay Resnick, Winnipeg Jets. We know that Jay Resnick is a solid centerman, wins faceoffs, is that third D-man, no doubt about it. Played against him, he's a tough centerman to play. Any centerman who faces him knows that. Dinkus Maximus, Montreal Canadiens, another solid centerman. Up there with the best, very defensive as well. And DeKronik, always been a solid centerman, very, very defensive. Looks like we get all centermans up here. And, of course, A1 Freak, we all know him. We all fear him. He scares us. Anytime he steps on the ice, you know it when you step into a lobby. And you know you're playing this team and you see A1 Freak jump into that lobby. Your dick goes from hard to soft. Depends on who you are, might go from soft to hard. But he's a little scary. Guy can throw the body. He can put the puck in the net. He can move the puck. He can win faceoffs. He can do it all. Jay Resnick, pretty much the same. Dinkus Maximus, yeah. DeKronik, yeah. So this year's winner of the Frank J. Selke Trophy Award, the non-cherry-picking forward of the year, we have a tie this year for the winner. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Winnipeg Jets, Jay Resnick, an A1 Freak from the Nashville Predators. Congratulations to you two for the Frank J. Selke Trophy of the Year. Congratulations, guys. I got no sound effects, so you got to listen to me do. But congratulations to you guys. Well-deserved. Very, very tough guys to play against. We know that when these guys step on the ice, we're getting a little concerned. We're about 5 minutes away to Game 5 coming up. We'll keep you up to date as the night progresses. But there you have it, Jay Resnick, A1 Freak. Frank J. Selke Trophy winners. Congratulations, a tie in that department. Both had tie votes, so congratulations, guys. You guys can meet later and share that a little later on. How's that sound? That sound awesome. Next up, we have the King Clancy Memorial Trophy. King Clancy sounds like really kind of weird. King Clancy sounds like a cup of tea or something like that, or King Cole. I don't know. King Clancy Award is an award that is awarded to the player who best exemplifies leadership qualities on and off the ice, and basically has contributed to the league overall. This says humanitarian contribution, but this is an award we like to give to people who has shown leadership, has put effort into helping the league, and making us a success and doing what we need to do. There's a lot of guys that could be up for this award. Mentioning these, we've had another tie in this season, this one as well. But what we have on the list now is me, Caster, Curdog, Brace, Robin, Fox. But there's other guys that should have made this list, and they'll get honorable mentions. Guys like, love him or hate him, Bassani, when he was not being a douche, this guy was scouting like a crazy man, recruiting people. Tradiac's another guy who's been really promoting the league. Willie, you've been promoting the league. You know what? And Taco Sunday was really promoting the league. Too bad he turned out to be a douchebag. More douchebag than usual. We had to remove from the league. But there's guys that are really deserving of this, that really promote the XOHL and really help us to be what it is today. So for those guys, you know who you are. You could be on this list too, but unfortunately we can only have a list of five. So I'm not going to go through, I will go through each one of them. Everybody on this, of course, I'll talk about everybody on this. Castron Pollock came on board of the BOD this year. Love him or hate him, he was the hammer this season. He dropped the hammer on people. It was exactly what the need wanted. One of the things that we asked for last season in our review was we needed to have more consistency in our punishments and more people, not letting people get away with shit. And you know what? I think we did a better job this season, and that's because of Caster Pollock. Curdog, you all know Curdog. He's the guy who deals with all the owners. He's probably the most easiest guy to talk to, or, he's ever sitting at a party with Curdog. He is pretty relaxed, and he can pretty much calm any situation that gets out of hand. So definitely is a big part of the league. Brace Robin's been around for years, since the league started. Guy's been on some of the shittiest teams, never has quit, always stuck around. I've seen him grow from a shitty defenseman to a pretty solid defenseman, so good to have him around. His articles are phenomenal. They're a great read. I love seeing them up every week, as most of you do. He really breaks down the numbers. Hope to keep this guy. Been trying to bring this guy onto BOD for years, but with his time schedule, he's got shit going on. And, of course, my good buddy Foxbrook, my right-hand woman. Basically, this league would not be where it is today without her. And I want to thank her for all of that this year. Definitely been a leader. It's even come to the point now that there are people who are actually thinking that she's actually the commissioner because she's so involved. She's so involved with the league, and she really puts her time and effort into everything that she does, which isn't easy to do when you're you got a family and you got shit going on, and she pulls it, and she puts up a lot of shit with a lot of the guys in this league, and being one of the only women, sometimes she can get shit on sometimes, but she really does. She's the glue that holds us together, and if it wasn't for her, we definitely wouldn't be where we are today. So, I'm getting Facebook messages. Everybody's making fun of because Montreal lost. Well, you know what, everybody? Fuck off. That's all I got to say. We're in the playoffs. We made it to the second round. I can't complain. I can't bitch. So, fuck off. That's all I'm saying about that. Fuck off. And Willie, I hope you're not being a douchebag and saying terrible choices. I just brought you on as a min. Be cool. Be cool. King Clancy Memorial winner. We had a tie in this one this season. Congratulations to, it tied between me and Foxbrook. But I'm going to actually step back and give this award to her because I think that she's more deserving of this than I am. She's been a great leader, and I'm going to let her accept that award. I believe I may have picked up that award last season, so if I'm not mistaken. Wait a second. If she took it, I don't want it. But anyway, congratulations to you, Foxbrook. You're definitely deserving of this award. We should rename this award the Foxbrook Award, because everybody should basically basically want to model what it means to be a leader with you. So congratulations to you. Very well deserved. Let's move on so I don't sound all sappy and shit. The Lady Bing Memorial Trophy. Ladies and gentlemen, you know this award. This award is awarded to... let's have a look here. What award was I doing here? Oh, Lady Bing. That's right. My bad. Lady Bing Trophy is awarded to the player who exhibited outstanding sportsmanship and gentleman conduct combined with a high standard. So these are your guys that are good players and basically don't come around and talk trash and say, I'm awesome. You guys all suck. You know what ones I'm talking about. They're calm, cool. They just move along. They do their thing. They, you know, they sit top 10 in the scoring. They just, whatever. They don't care about their stats. They're here to play. They're here to have a good time. Lady Bing Memorial Trophy. The nominees were Lito from the Winnipeg Jets, Castor and Pollock from the New Jersey Devils, The Ploop from the Toronto Maple Leafs, one of the BODs, Jay Resnick from the Winnipeg Jets, and Kurdog from the Montreal Canadiens. I'm not going to go talk about every one of these players. This was an overwhelming choice. Overwhelming winner. Pretty much the votes were pretty clear cut. No ties, no nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Lady Bing Memorial Trophy, good player, but not a douche, Jay Resnick from the Winnipeg Jets. Congratulations. And I'm going to tell you, he's definitely deserving that reward. Guys, top five scoring this season or top 10. Never heard a word of him bragging about it. He's been cool about it. And, you know, can step in an OTP game with you and don't talk you down, won't talk trash. He's like, yep, whatever. Do whatever he can. He just loves to play hockey, and if he can score points doing it, then by all means. So congratulations, ladies and gentlemen, Jay Resnick, of course, the Lady Bing Trophy Award. Let's get into some of the big ones. What should we do next? Let's talk about this year's XOHL General Manager of the Year. Ladies and gentlemen, XOHL General Manager of the Year. This is the award we've added. Self-explanatory. We had five GMs nominated for this award. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Toronto Maple Leafs, TP Blue, stuck with that team when it was doing shit. Started his career this season under OTP HGQRST Grant. Of course, Grant had to leave due to work. TP Blue was left. Was offered the job, said, nope, I'm cool staying GM, was a staple on the team. Poison Killer was brought into the mix. He worked with TP Blue, and those guys pulled those guys to a playoff spot, giving the, of course, the Winnipeg Jets a run for their money in the first round of the season. Went to Game 7, of course. TP Blue. King Direwolf from the New Jersey Devils, worked alongside Eichel. Been pretty stable there as well. As you all know, Jersey Devils stepped down as owner of the New Jersey Devils. Eichel stepped up, picked King Direwolf, my fellow New Brunswicker, killer King Direwolf, been nominated for that XOHL General Manager of the Year. Didn't make a playoff spot, but made a hell of a run for it. Did the best they can, always getting that team into the, trying to get them into a playoff spot. Love him or hate him, Rap God 8, you know him as Miller, the shit he caused last year. Is it behind him? We hope so. But, again, his owner was MIA most of the season. He ran that team as best he could, and there was no forfeit in the last week of the season for that team. He held the team together and prevented any forfeits. I say kudos to him. Well done. Stuck it out. Has been an owner with us before. He's trying to earn back the respect of the league. Did he do it? We'll beg to see who wins the vote here. Scald Degree from the Boston Bruins, alongside Luch's long-lost love, non-heterosexual life partner. They ran the best team in the league this season during the regular season. Scald Degree and Luch put together a hell of a team, kept it strong all season long. You got to put him up there for a vote, of course. He's definitely got to be involved in that. Dinkus Maximus stepped in as GM after, who was it, stepped down. I can't even remember his name now. Oh, Steve Ott. He was Steve Ott, but he changed his name. So Dinkus stepped into that role, and Dinkus stepped in and basically did his thing. And was very, I played on that team and showed true leadership, true style. Basically always analyzing how he can make things better. Definitely did what a GM needed to do. And I think him and Seabass work really well together. So the winner of the XOHL General Manager of the Year goes to, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, RapGod8 for his success in holding a team that was falling apart together at the last second. So congratulations to you, RapGod8. You won that. Give yourself a pat on the back. You're a step towards closer in the respect back of this league. So congratulations to you, RapGod8, XOHL General Manager of the Year. And we're looking to see if things are getting started here in the XOHL for Game 5. I haven't seen anything come up yet. I'll try to keep you up to date. I don't know if anybody streamed that or not. Somebody on Facebook, keep me up to date as best you can. Iceman, if you're out there, I don't know if you're playing in the game. But anyway, we're here for about 25 more minutes. Let's see if we can whip through these awards. And it looks like Cass is not going to show up. What a douchebag. I'm taking away his nominations for the here on out. Moving down the line, we're going to move up to the, of course, we can't have an XOHL General Manager without doing Jack Adams Award. This is basically the best owner this season who led his team to success, got the job done, knew what to do, knew when to do it, and showed great leadership amongst his team and moving his team forward and trying to be successful. The nominees for this award were, of course, from the Nashville Predators, O-S-O-M-N-I, S-O-M-N-I, Nashville Predators. Poison Killer from the Toronto Maple Leafs. We all know what Poison did with that team, helped turn it around with the help of TP Blue. Lucic from the Boston Bruins, best team in the league this season, ran a solid team this season. Iceman 9 from the Winnipeg Jets. Seabass X19, also known as Seabass Lacadien. Montreal Canadiens nominated. And, of course, Eichel 9. They didn't make the playoffs, but, my God, they made a run for it. And he was involved in that team and trying to make it as best he can. So, ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the Season 4 Jack Adams Award trophy for the Owner of the Year, ladies and gentlemen, from the Boston Bruins, Lucci. Also known as TK. TK, as much as you gave me shit all season and gave me a hard time and you say I eat cheeseburgers and I'm fat, and I love you, buddy. You fucking did a great job. You built a hell of a team. Put everything aside. You did what an honor. You built a successful team. And I tell you, every time we stepped on the ice against you guys were one of the best games that I've played in internet hockey in the amount of time that I've been playing internet hockey. So good job, Luch. You did a great job. You're crazy as fuck. But you're a hell of an owner. Good job. Let's see if the chat box goes nuts yet. You know what? I don't even think he's on the site. Someone let him know, will you? He's probably having relations with his wife, which is probably more important. Moving down the line, we got a few more left to go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about it. Let's see if he's online. I know he's been waiting to hear this award. I don't see him on there now yet, but somebody will let him know. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give the Vezina Trophy out. That's what we're going to do. We're going to give the Vezina Trophy. We all know what the Vezina Trophy is. Top goaltender of the league. We had great names for there this season. No Name X22. Phenomenal goaltender. Played solid this season. And quite happy to not... always want to have to see him play because he was pretty intense. No Name X. Let's see what kind of record he put out this season. We'll go with the season stats here. Let's see. No Name X. Where are you? 47 games played. He went 23-19. 5 overtime losses. He made a whopping 600 saves. Shots on net, and he saved 420 of them, giving him a 3.65 goals against average. With a 70.5% save percentage. And Toronto Maple Leafs, No Name X. So he has been nominated for that award, of course. No doubt about it. Oh, Smitty. Oh, Smitty from the Boston Bruins. Some of the numbers this guy was putting up throughout the season was just phenomenal. He faced a whopping 771 shots this season. He made 586 saves. He had a 3.22 goals against average. He actually had the one of the top save percentages in the league. For the amount of games that he's played, he played 57 games and had a 76% save percentage. That's very impressive. Smitty from the Boston Bruins. Also, we had nominated for this this award was the Marchessault from the Nashville Predators. Can't count this guy out. He was pretty solid this season as well. As far as he played a hell of a lot of games. He played 48 games, went 34-14. Any loss there, only faced 570 shots. Out of those 570 shots, he saved 433, 2.86 goals against average, and a 75.96 save percentage. This guy was phenomenal this season. The numbers of goalies we're putting up this season were phenomenal. So he is definitely deserving of being in this list. Of course, you got Lassank, you see. 27. LeSaint from the Montreal Canadiens, you know him as, geez, I don't even remember his other name because was that good on this new name. LeSaint was putting up phenomenal numbers. I think his downfall was not playing enough games. If he did, it would have been scary. He put up a 13-3 record, only lost three times in the regular season out of 20 games. And, of course, he had the best goals against average because he hasn't played a lot of games, but he was 76.65. But with numbers like that still in 20 games, you still deserve to be on that nomination list, and he was. And, of course, last but not least, it's Disconnection 5067 from the Winnipeg Jets. I was just looking through these numbers here, and I was like, holy shit, Batman, Disconnection. He played 62 games this season, the most games played by a goalie. He went 34-23. He faced the most shots, he just shy of 1,000 shots on him. 848 shots, saved 623. Not a very good goals against average, but it's hard to have a good one when you have that many shots on you. And he got a 73.47% save percentage. Got to put this guy on the list with numbers like that, with the amount of shots that he's had on him. That man must be tired. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the XOHL Season 4 Vezina Trophy by a landslide. Without further ado, you know him, Boston Bruins, O. Smitty. Congratulations to you, O. Smitty. Could not deny it. The numbers that you're putting out this were just unbelievable for a 6v6 goalie. We all knew it was going to happen. No surprise there. Smitty, you are the winner of the Vezina Trophy. Congratulations, buddy. You are the winner. 1-0 Nashville right now in the, let's say that's the first period probably. So there's your update, 1-0 Nashville. Marsh, keep us up to date, buddy. I know you're not playing goalie in that game. So we'll move on down the line. Congratulations to you. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about the Calder Memorial Trophy. It is the Rookie of the Year, newest to the league. Here are your nominees. Now, interesting fact here, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to point this out. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. O. Smitty's nominated for this one award as well. New rookie. Nice to see a goalie up there. Yeah, I don't think I've seen a goalie up there. We could have a goalie take both awards here. That'll be interesting. But I'll let you know. Marchessault, you're up there as well. Played a hell of a season. New guy in the league. Good job to you. Shortcut King. Can't count him out. He is from the Montreal Canadiens. New to the league this season. He put up some great numbers, top 10 in scoring. Lito, now some say, well, Lito's not a rookie. He's played in certain seasons, but he's only played games here and there. He finally hit his veteran status this year. After this year, I think he played like 7 or 8 games in season 3 or something, or season 2. But guess what, Lito? You're there. You're nominated for the top rookie of the year. MNN Holmes from the Boston Bruins. You're up there as well. Welcome to the league. You put up great numbers. Solid player. And, of course, Jay Habs, my buddy in Montreal, Jay Habanero, nominee for Rookie of the Year Calder Memorial Trophy. And, of course, I mentioned him before, O. Smitty, you're up there, too, for Calder Cup, Calder Memorial Trophy. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rookie of the Year in the XOHL this season, by a landslide, first time ever, ladies and gentlemen, our Vezina Trophy winner is also Rookie of the Year. Congratulations, Smitty. You are the Calder Cup, Calder Memorial Trophy Rookie of the Year. No doubt about it, landslide victory there with the votes. Congratulations to you, Sa. I got somebody on the line. I wonder if it is. I wonder if it's Eichel. How you doing? What's going on? Welcome to the air.
What's going on, bro?
Hello? Who is it?
What's going on, bro?
Is this you, Eichel?
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, what's going on? I don't want to be involved in XOHL anymore. I'm done. You're still calling
I am
the
done.
Show, buddy. Because you love it.
I called in because I heard you were doing the show by yourself, so I called in for the last couple minutes.
I'm just reading off my papers, reading awards, nothing big. Anyway, what do you think about the awards so far? We got about 15 minutes left in the show. Hopefully we're going to get through them all. What do you think so far? Pretty deserving winners?
Yeah. Everybody deserves those awards. Everybody who won them, they had a good season, so congratulations to them.
Big news, Smitty won the Vezina and the Calder Cup. I don't know if that's a surprise to people. 1-1 now, Winnipeg and Nashville tied. What do you think is going to I think Winnipeg's going to take it, and then Nashville's going to take the next game. That's the trend. That's what's been going on. That's my prediction tonight. I'm going to go 7 games. Got to go 7 games. 7 Stanley Cup final. Let's move on. You just came in time for the big trophies, buddy. The big trophies.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, James Norris Memorial Trophy, best defenseman in the XOHL. You know what? Here's the list of nominees. Diomedes, D1, whatever you want to call him from the Montreal Canadiens, put up big numbers, was solid in the back, man, in the back end. Dayman 531, he's been nominated from this one before. I mentioned many leagues. He's a solid D-man for the Nashville Predators. Congratulations, D-man. You are on this list. Got to call Jim Fafals, right? Jim Fafals has got to be there. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Jim Fafals, solid defenseman.
Poor Jim Fafals won. You sound like you got the flu or something.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a cold.
Yeah, for those of you who are Facebook messaged me and said, you're going to have a list of this? Yes, I'll have a list of this at some point. But right now, you don't get it because I can't do two things at once. 3-1 Nashville right now. Not sure what period it is. Thanks for updating the period, Marsh. That's the kid in you, not being paying attention. But it's 3-1 now. Maybe they're going to pull away with it. So let's get back to our list. D1, Jim Fafals, Skull Degree for the Boston Bruins. He had a solid season this season. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. He had a solid season. That Boston team was solid from goalie out. So.
And, of course, Omni. Nashville Predators, I hope you're listening, buddy. I know you're playing, but you're nominated. Top defenseman of the year. And ladies and gentlemen, another landslide victory from the Nashville Predators, Omni. Best defenseman of the year. Pretty solid. I hated playing against this guy. Everybody I talked to play against this guy hated it. Because he was poke-check Redick. He played positional. He just was one hell of, if anybody was a winger, he's one hell of a defenseman to get by. Wouldn't you agree?
When you have to play against him, it was like the worst, thing ever. You'd prefer to not play that game and play another one.
Exactly. I was like, I'm taking hockey out and I'm gonna go play Hello Kitty Island or something like that. I can't play.
Or Spartacus Legends.
Something like that. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the last trophy of the year season. I think I got them all. We did the Vezina. We did Bill Masson. We got Frank J. Selke. Jack Adams. Hartman is what's coming up. We did the Calder. We got the Norris. We got the Clancy. We got the Bing and the XOHL gentleman. Now it's for the big one. This is for the big one. Interesting fact again, ladies and gentlemen. Very interesting fact. We've got Smitty winning the Calder. We have Smitty winning the Vezina. He is also nominated for the Hart Memorial Trophy, which is the league's most outstanding player for the regular season. He's on that list. Very interesting. We've got lots of names on this one. Ladies and gentlemen, Tretiak from the Nashville Predators. You know what? People saw it all season. They were like, Tretiak, what the fuck's he doing up there? Well, let's be honest, whether he was with Hone's Rule or whether who he was, he still was on that list, and he remained on that list for most of the season. I don't care what you say, on that top list, that top spot, the guy played phenomenal, he deserves to be on this list, no doubt about it. From the Dallas Stars, getting their first nomination this season, Twisted Dreams. Some people had some concern with that, Twisted Dreams. He was in the top 10. He played 37 games. He went 44-71 and picked up 115 points. We had 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We had 13 guys that were centurions this season, picking up over 100 points, 100 or more points. But a lot of people are saying, well, Twisted Dreams, what's he doing there? Williams should have been up there. You know, why wasn't Williams nominated for that, you know, for the Hart Memorial Trophy? He had more points. Doesn't always go by points. You got to think of the situation. Dallas was, wasn't a top team. They had their ups and downs. They struggled. They mean, basically, they only made the playoffs because they had one more win than you. That was it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They beat our ass all season long, so that's why they got into the playoffs and we didn't. So.
Yeah. One more season win. Whether it was, could have been a forfeit win for all we know. That would help get them in there. But to play not on a top team and score that many points, you got to look at that. That's pretty impressive, you know. They didn't make a lot of wins. So for him to score 115 points on a team that's not a top team compared to, you know, Willie scoring, you know, a little bit more points than him on the top team, you got to kind of look at it that way too. It's not always about who has the most points. You got to look at where they are, who they're playing with, and all that fun jazz. So whether you agree or not, you disagree or not, the way it rolls is Twisted Dream is on that list, and I think by all means he is deserving that award. Jay Resnick, we talked about him all night. He's got an award under his belt so far this season. I think he's got a tie to get for, I don't know, what he picked up this tonight. I forget what he picked up tonight, but he's got an award under his belt already, but he is definitely somebody who should be awarded this, nominated for this award. Jay Resnick was, he finished the season second best, basically. From what I can see, here, let's see the stats. Most points, 138 points. He scored 55 goals, 83 assists. He was a plus 31. He was the second best in the scoring this year. Of course, it was quite close there. He kind of jumped up there towards the end. So, yeah, he's definitely deserving to be on this list. If anything, maybe even deserving to win this award. And, of course, we got to talk about it every season. Ladies and gentlemen, Holmes Rule. Love him or hate him, he's still feared. I know when I go into lobbies and everybody goes, they say, oh, God, I hope Holmes Rule isn't playing tonight. Either one, you know he's going to score at least two goals against you. Or two, he's just so annoying to try to defend. He's just annoying to defend. Even though you know he's going to do the same shit every time and time again, sometimes he still does it and gets away with it. So the guy's good. Plain and simple. The guy can work the thumbs. Whether he's a great hockey player, he knows how to play the video game, he can work the thumbs. So definitely somebody who deserves to be on this list. Of course, I mentioned Smitty. Very interesting to see a goalie up there. Perhaps, can we see the hat trick? Can we see the hat trick tonight? Will we see that? What do you think, Michael? You think Smitty will pull off the hat trick?
I mean, he had a good season, but I think there's some other people that are more deserving of that award.
And, of course, A1 Freak. A1 Freak is on that list as well. He was third in the scoring for points. I truly believe that, he played a lot of games for him this season, but I truly believe in my heart of hearts that he didn't play anywhere near as many games as those guys. He played 35 games as opposed to Resnick's 50 and Holmes Rule's 41 and Lito's 46. He still put up 134 points. Pretty impressive. So if he would have played another 10 games, he'd probably be sitting on the top. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. He's a really good player. A lot of people don't look at him like that, but he's solid.
I wonder if we got an update on the score. 3-1 in the third right now. Let's see what we got going on. So, ladies and gentlemen, for the Hart Memorial Trophy winner of the year, it was a landslide, and really, it's nothing new and nothing surprising. Holmes Rule, yay! Yeah, congratulations, Holmes Rule. You are two-time MVP of the XOHL. My God, will somebody please take that award away from him? It's been in his trophy case for two seasons, three seasons. So I know I should be like that. So there you have it. There's our winners. So we've got about 5 minutes left in the show. Congratulations. I will be posting this list at some point. Actually, you know what I might do? No, I can't. I won't do that. But I'm going to post this list at some point. Actually, we'll be sending this off to the web people. They will be looking at this and posting it somewhere nice, neat, and pretty for all of you. So to run down, Brace Robin, Bill Masters Trophy, Vezina Trophy, it went to Smitty, oh Smitty. Frank J. Selke Trophy went for a tie between A1 Freak, Jay Resnick, that's the most defensive forward, Jack Adams Trophy, Owner of the Year, Lou Cheech won that, Hart Memorial Trophy, if you didn't hear it already, Hones Rule won that, Calder Memorial Trophy, Rookie of the Year went to O. Smitty as well, James Norris Memorial Trophy, of course, went to the Somni over there in Nashville, King Clancy Memorial went to Foxbrook, she won that. And Lady Big Memorial went to Jay Resnick. And last but not least, the XOHL General Manager of the Year went to Rap God 8. So congratulations to everybody. Well-deserved owners. You can talk and debate about it in the chat box for all you want tonight. I will try to get these posted as soon as I can. If I don't, I'm sorry. But I don't care. No, I'll try to get it posted as soon as I can. We'll have it up as quick as we can. So the question is, we've got 4 minutes left. The question is, will Eichel be returning as owner next season? Go.
I will not be starting a job next month, and I won't be able to play. So.
Oh, for Christ's sake. You're going to do this. You're going to make me have a show, hosting, make a show, make you come back like I did with Captain?
No. I'm actually, like, legit not coming back, so.
You can't play at night? You got any work at nights, do you?
Well, the games are at 8 and 9. I'll be still at work at that time, so won't be able to.
Well, I think we should change the games to 1 and 2, just for you.
if you want to do that, go ahead.
That's ridiculous, man. That'd be like 2 and 3 in the morning for me. That's absolutely ridiculous. Would you still be around, though?
I might be around from time to time, but, it was fun playing the league, and maybe I'll be back in the fall.
Oh, you know you'll be back for late, sign up, don't lie. You'll see all the action going on in the chat box, freaking out, and you'll miss it.
We'll see.
I know it. Yeah, I know it. So, Eichel will not be a returning owner. I know he was officially, you had an official invite for the league to come back, right?
I was asked, Kurdog just sent me one today, but I was asked by you 2 weeks ago, so.
Yeah, so, he's officially turning that down, Kurdog. You heard it here live on the air. So the question remains is, so there'll be another owner spot open up this season. So Eichel, but I wouldn't stay in that seat too long because I'm thinking Eichel's probably going to come back. He's got a little in the fall, and he might have a little grudge match to say, you know, fuck you, I'm making the playoffs, and fuck, because I'll have the team for the whole season. Right?
Is that absolutely. I'll be back in the fall with a vengeance.
So make sure that somebody will just keep that seat warm for you. That's all the time we got for tonight. I got somebody in the line. I'll get you on really quick. Only got about 60 seconds. Who is this? What's going on?
Dinkus Maximus.
Dinkus Maximus.
Dinky baby.
Are you on tour? What's going on? Are you here?
I just
we'll
got
keep
on
going.
Tour with five
fingers.
We're
going to be losing our live feed here in about a minute, 6 seconds. But we'll keep going, and you can tune into the downloadable archive afterwards. We're going to be going live, losing our live here, but we'll talk to Dinkus while he's here, and if you want to hear the rest of that interview, you can. I'll upload the file for you guys to listen to. But what's going on, Dinkus?
I just got off tour with Five Finger Death Punch, home for
you
2 weeks, and then I fly to Europe. So
you're going,
having fun.
You're off for 2 weeks, and you're going out to Europe.
Yeah, we go to Europe for a support run with Judas Priest and doing some festival tours.
Listen to this guy, man. Judas Priest, well, you know, what the fuck?
Like, everybody's
like, what are you doing this summer? Well, I might go out to the beach, build sandcastles. What are you doing? I'm going to fucking hang out with Judas Priest. Fuck you, Dinkus. Fuck you.
And sleep with groupies.
You know, the funny thing is, Dinkus is, I don't think I talk to him about these late at night about what's going on. We've got about 3 seconds. We'll see you later, guys. Have a good night, but tune in, whatever. We're here, but we're recording right now. So I talk to Dinkus every once in a while, and I say, you know, Dinkus, what's it like? You know, it makes it sound like you're just hanging out with a bunch of guys that, you know, just doing their job and not really partying as much anymore because they're too old.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, but
okay.
Some party more than others.
Yeah. Well, I don't imagine Judas Priest probably does too much partying anymore, do they?
I don't know. I haven't seen Rob in probably about 5 years. I played like one or two festival shows with
50.
Them. Yeah, they're good dudes. Good guys.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we're heading
over to Europe for a couple big shows and having some fun. We played a show the other day in Wisconsin with my buddies in Slipknot and got to see a lot of old friends, which is nice.
My buddies. When I first met Dinkus, I was like, this guy's a crock of shit. He's making it up. No, he's serious, man. He knows these people. He's not joking around.
Well,
so
the guys in Slipknot and I started on the same tour together back in 1999. And those guys, because they had so many guys in the band, they could only afford one hotel room a day. And most of them would come to my hotel room to take showers and stuff. So that's like before they really made it. And the next thing you know, they're on like every magazine cover in the world. It's kind of crazy. But
for all those showers in your hotel room, did they give anything back to you or what? No?
We just had a lot of fun with a lot of people. I'll just leave it at that.
So I think we're talking to a future fall owner, Licara, when he gets back from tour.
Yes, I know Dinkus has definitely put his 2 cents worth in about him coming back in the fall, because touring season seems to settle down as the summer ends, and we might possibly see him come back. I know he's been showing interest, but he couldn't do it this summer because, of course, this is his job, and he's doing his job. So, shit was I going to say? So I'm hearing rumors through the wind that so far the Xbox One version is still not as good as we think it's going to be. A lot of people are saying it's going to not be much different from this season. Now, the question is it going to be any different from what we play on 360 or what we've been playing on Xbox One this year? I mean, I like what I see on Xbox One, except for the 6v6. It's not there. The game is crisp. It's clear. The commentating is amazing. The fluidness and the play is there. But there are no sixes. So if they can just fix that, I'll go buy an Xbox One. You know? But if they put out something like 360, which I doubt they're going to do, then I'm done. I'm done. I'm not playing this fucking franchise anymore. I'll start a fucking fucking Spartacus League. All right? Spartacus Legends. Fucking end this show. Yeah, you know what'll happen. I'll probably turn around and buy the fucking game. You know how it goes. I said the same thing this year. So what do you think? You think, I know Dinkus was involved in the nomination committee because him being a GM of the awards this season. And, we got a game right now? Well, it doesn't matter. We're not live. But it looks like Nashville wins game 5-3-1. Interesting turn of events. It's always been Winnipeg winning that first game of the night as a close game. So will we see Winnipeg stomp all over them in game 6? If not, we could see a new champion tonight, the Nashville Predators. And, since we're not live, but people will listen to this after everything has happened, you can still make a prediction. And then you can always go back and say, I told you so. I fucking told you so. So, prediction. Nashville going to take it tonight, or we got to go see a game 7. Go, Dinkus.
Oh, that's tough for me. I haven't been able to follow as close as I'd like to. But
here's how it's been the series so far. First game of the night, Sunday night, tight game, Winnipeg has taken it. Second game of the night, their best lines played. Holmesville, Undershot, and A1 Freak, they stomp all over them. That's the interesting fact for game 2-6 tonight. That line's going to be out tonight. It's going to be Undershot Kid. It's going to be Holmesville and Freak, they're going to be playing against their top line, Resnick, Lido, and Dostavasin, and their two top Vassin, or whatever you want to call them, they're going to be playing together. So Is it going to be a tight game? Is it going to be low? Because the other games, the trend, the blowouts, it was Nashville's top line versus a mixed line against what we've got. Two of the top lines right now playing, and there you go. So I'm going to say Winnipeg. Winnipeg is going to take it. It's going to go to game seven. What do you think? What do you think, Eichel?
It's done, man. Holmes Rule is going to end this thing tonight. It's over.
You think so? You really think that Holmes Rule can do that? Even though different files and Iceman could put them away?
No, I think it's done, man. It's over.
You think so?
Yeah, I really do.
We may see a stream here tonight. Depends. I know last time Marsh was going to stream, but Holmes Rule told him not to stream because he didn't want any leg, which doesn't matter if you're not hosting. Holmes Rule's dummy.
He didn't know that.
But it's Winnipeg's at home, so as long as you're not hosting the game, streaming is fine. Yeah, so we'll see what happens here, and I'm excited. I'm hoping somebody's going to stream this game. It's going to be live here another 20 minutes. So you're back this year. You're back this season. No, you're not back this season. You finished the season off. You're happy with how Montreal did. I talked about it on the show last week about I think that week off hurt us. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, obviously we wanted
that
to go further.
That first game we played, that first game, people's heads weren't in that game.
Well, there's game that. One. I mean, it's never good entering a game and then you see your goalie's got the number 15 on his back and has no stats, no nothing. And Kurdog was very, very disappointed in that. And, you know, he put up a good game considering he had a low goalie, but you never want to go into a playoff game like that. So that was kind of a heavy hit, I think, that our team took. And we had a couple mistakes here and there, and it just kind of piled up, and the game kind of went south. We started well, and then it just went south from there.
Yeah, and like I said, my concern was that first game for me. I just felt the only person that was in there that was actually pumped was you. That first game we played, and everybody else.
That game.
Yeah, and Jay Habby, you know, he was more concerned about getting to his next game. and the guys just weren't saying much. It just seems like we got lazy on that week off. And it showed, too, because, you know, the more productive line during that season was the shortcut line and the infirm data. And what did they say they did all week? They played together. They built chemistry,
yeah.
And they were the most successful of those lines. And the rest of it, we just kind of – it's just like we just showed up and tried to play an OTP game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it was hard for me, especially because obviously I'm on the road. I was actually pumped because – all week, I had my Xbox with me hooking up to the various hotel rooms.
I know,
connections.
I
said
it on the show, too. You got the hardcore of the year, man, for buying the TV and the headset.
Yeah, went out to Best Buy that afternoon and spent $100 on the TV and a headset just to play that game. But I was, like, testing my connection on every network at the hotel that we'd have a day off on. So I was so pumped to play that game, man. We started off good. We had a good first period, and it just got away from us, which kind of sucked. But you know, what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
we had fun.
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, I know we could have really made a run for it, and we had the team to do it. But it's way of this is why I really don't like the bye weeks. But one of the biggest things for this season was, you know, people didn't want to have everybody make the playoffs because what's the point of playing regular season? So this is the only way we could do it.
Yeah,
unless
makes
we did
sense.
Like four teams. But we're pushing 10 teams this summer season. Going to be a little challenging with summer season. We'll see what the signs are. But we're definitely push 10 and 12 for the fall season and get rid of this whole bye system. And and it's been said before that, you know, you run into those problems, then, yeah, because it guys tend to get a little lax and whatnot. So looking forward to next season. We know you guys will be there for summer season, but we'll be surely be missed, but we'll see you back for the fall. A lot of people don't hold it against them if they don't want to play around summer season, because it's summertime, man. I don't want to play summer season, but I do anyway. So that's because every other league has dropped me to their training camp, so where would I play, you know? I'd have to play somewhere. So we lost Dinkus. I think we did, didn't we?
I don't know. I'm still here. What up?
All right. We lost Dinkus. See you later, Dinkus. Thanks for coming in. Moving on for next season, season 5. Make sure you guys, if things change tonight, you may see the sign-ups open tomorrow night. Might reset and open up tonight. But, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you guys for all tuning in for the award show. We're getting the radio show is probably going to wind down a little bit as the summer goes through. I'm not going to host as much throughout the summer, but we'll still be here. We'll be here for draft night. We'll be here for free agency frenzy for the opening of the season 5. But from here on in, we probably won't be tuning in. We won't be here for me until draft night in season 5. So look for us. We're hoping first couple of weeks of June to get things rolling. Right now, we're in owner selection. We've asked the owners to return. We're waiting on confirmation. And then from there, we'll be picking. We've got a lot of strong candidates who've applied this season. I have no doubt we'll be able to field 8 fine upstanding citizens for owner for 8 teams, depending on who decides to return. Really, once those guys are picked, rule book will be looked at. I know they're looking at possibly taking out scouting altogether and just maybe for the summer season and whatnot. So I know that's been on the table. I know they've been talking about not making too much change to the free agency system, maybe tweaking the ECU system a little bit, tweaking some just the standard game playing rules, not really changing too much, and trying some new things for the summer season to kind of beta test it and see how it works, some new ideas. So when we move into season 6 in the fall, where we're usually the bigger numbers, we can say it works or not. So pay attention to that. So the big, I'm kind of hoping that the scouting comes off the table and there is no scouting, especially for summer season, and we want to get things rolling right away. Just meaning it's just sign up and play. I know that one of the things they were talking about this week is combining draft and free agency, cutting the free agency down to 3 nights and holding the draft on the 4th night to combine everything into 1 week. So I'm hoping that be something they're going to beta test to get things moving along. So I want to thank all your work this season. Helped me out on the show, Eichel.
No problem, bro.
Your career as a broadcast person.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Not to burn yourself by running for coffee for all the executives.
Yeah, well, it's, you gotta get the donuts and the coffee. That's how it starts. So,
whatever you do, bud, don't suck dick to get up. Okay.
Okay.
Just don't do.
We'll do.
Don't do that, buddy. Earn your way out.
Okay? We'll do.
All right. A hand job here and there is okay.
Okay. Okay. Reach around as well, or?
No. Don't reach around because then you're gonna get a shoulder injury. Just
Okay. Okay.
Stay away from mouth the balls. Okay.
Mouth the balls. Done. Got it.
No mouth the balls. You know, earn your way, buddy. Earn your way.
Got
there
it.
You have it. We'll call it a night, and congratulations to all those winners. And we'll play a little bit of Tina Turner on the way out tonight to honor those people who won awards. Good night, everybody.
Good night, XOHL.